Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are great, God. You are great, God. You are great, and you are loyal. You are loyal to us, God. Oh, God, cause us to be more like you. Cause us to be more. If we're more like you, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we'd be in such a better place than we are now. If we are more like you, God, oh, God, hardships won't be so hard. If we are more like you, God, thank you, God. Discussions won't be arguments, God. If we are more like you, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, hate will turn to love, oh, God. If we're more like you, God, distractions won't be distractions, oh, God. If we are more like you, God, thank you, Lord. We can draw others, God. If we lift you up, Father, for you said if you be lifted up in our lives, God, you said if you be lifted up, you draw, oh, God. We can't draw if we are not lifting you up. And we lift you up by living in excellence, God, by doing your will and doing your way. And we pray these things over these people, oh, God. Amen. With us being the first partaker, we say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're going to Acts, the third chapter. Amen. Beginning at the first verse and going through the 10th verse. Amen. Thank you, God. And we're going to begin reading. We know Minister Tia read in our hearing the first through the 10th verses. Amen. But we want to read in your hearing, thank you, God, that sixth verse again. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and what? Walk. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I want y'all to think about that sixth verse, amen? That first part, A part. He says, silver and gold have I none. I don't have all that. Thank you, Lord. He said, but such as I have, I give thee. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. That first verse said, it gives a story. It sets the setting for us. Peter and John, they went together, it says, into the temple. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Amen. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And the man was laid there so that he could ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This man, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Amen. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said to the man, look on us. And the man gave heed to them. He listened and he looked upon them, expecting to receive something from them. Amen. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. God strengthened my feet and my ankle bones. Amen. And he, leaping up, that man which could not walk, stood, and he walked. And he entered the temple with Peter and John, and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they, the people, knew it was he, the lame man, which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled, those people were filled with wonder and amazement. They were filled with wonder and amazement at the thing that had happened to the man that could not walk. My God, my God, my God. Let's break that scripture down just a little bit. My God, what I have, amen. Such as I have, amen. That which I have, amen. Thank you, God. Peter and John, thank you, Lord. Says they went together. They didn't go by themselves, and they said that they went at the hour of prayer. At that time, the hour of prayer was the ninth hour, amen. The hour of prayer, the hour to show up to the temple to pray, amen, was the ninth hour, amen. And as they walked up to the temple, my God, there was a lame man could not walk. Let me break this down for you. It says a certain man lame from his mother's womb. That means when he was born, he was already crippled. When he was born, there was no chance of him learning how to walk. When our children are born, we expect to teach them how to what? Walk, amen? We expect that's going to be an automatic instinct that they will walk, amen? Thank you, God. But this man from birth, amen, was already lame, amen? So his mother never had the opportunity for him to stand up on her lap and bounce, amen? Never had the opportunity for him to pull up on things to try to stand, amen? Because he was lame from birth, amen? Whatever was going on in his feet and his ankles, there was no strength. They were floppy, amen? There was nothing there to help him be able to what? Stand, amen? Those of us that have had children, sometimes we know even as babies, they have that thing in them that wants to have their way. And every now and then, we would go to pick them up, and what they do? They go limp on us, amen? Bring those feet out from under them. And you're trying to get them to stand because you know they can stand, but they got those feet up under them and their head laid back, amen? But this child, this man as a child never had that opportunity. He was lame from the beginning. And so daily, he was carried and laid at the gate. Amen? Those who could walk, somebody picked him up and took him and laid him at the gate, the gate of the beautiful, the temple called Beautiful. Amen? They laid him at the gate so that he could ask alms. Now, if you want to know, so that he could ask for donations. Amen? We see people on the street sometimes asking donations, amen? In these times, we probably call them handouts, amen? Somebody's begging, amen? So that's what he was doing, amen? He was laying there trying to get some money from somebody. What, you know, and he was catching the people on their way into the temple. He's trying to get some of what they might have been taking to what? Leave in the temple, amen? We come with a certain amount to leave in the temple, amen? So he was laid at the gate as the people entered. And on this particular morning at that hour of prayer, Peter and John came by, and when they saw the man about to go in the temple, they were about to go in, amen? The man asked for alms. Sir, can you help me? I don't know what his words were. I don't know if he just held up his basket. And it was known if he's holding up his basket, that means he's begging. But it says he asked. So he opened his mouth and said something to Peter and John. Amen. Can I have some money? Can you give me something? But Peter responded to the man. Peter, it says, fastening his eyes upon him. That means he looked at him. But it says John looked as well. And he said to the man, look at us. When the man looked upon them, Peter told him, I don't have anything to give you. Silver and gold I don't have. But such as I have, I give thee. Amen. So what is it that Peter had? Amen. He says, I don't have any silver. I don't have any gold. Amen. We walk past people all the time who are begging, and they say, you got a little change? I don't have anything. Some of us telling the truth and some of us not. Amen. You got a little money. And these days and time, we so leery and weary of people. We don't know if we want to stop and help. Amen. But Peter said to this man, he said, I don't have any silver and gold. He said, but what I have, I give thee. And Peter thought about what he had. What did Peter have to give? Peter had the power of Jesus, amen? He says, I have that which I have, I give thee. I don't have silver and gold, but what I do have, I give thee. That which I have, I give thee. So when someone is in need from us, we may not have what they want. We may not have what they desire, but are we willing to give up of what we do have, amen? He says, I don't have any silver and gold. I don't have anything you can go and spend. I don't have anything you can go, my God, and get a meal with, amen? A lot of times we see people asking for meals. God bless Deacon Donnell Dawson's soul. I can remember us being at our home church and people would come by and they say, y'all have something I can eat? Can I get some money to eat? He'd put them in his truck and take them and get them something to eat. Amen. He said, I'm not going to give you any money, but I'll take you and get you something to eat. Amen. And I can remember one time he offered somebody to take them. He said, I don't want that. I want the money. He said, well, today you're not going to get that. Amen. See, what I have that you're asking for may not necessarily be what you need. Peter understood what I have. You're laying here begging because you can't get up and go anywhere. Somebody's got to bring you every day. Somebody has a job of bringing you and laying you at the gate so you can beg. I've got something better than that. I don't have silver and gold to give you. But we're going to fix this thing, amen? He says, such as I have, I give thee. So what is it Peter had? Peter had the power of Christ. Peter had the love of Christ, amen? Peter had the goodness of Christ. Peter had the hope of Christ, amen? Peter had God's glory, amen? He had God's praise, amen? He had the peace of Christ within him. He had the love of Christ within him. And he said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. I can't tell you to do that thing, but I can speak in the name of Jesus, and I can tell you to rise up and walk. Why did Peter believe and know that he could do that thing? Because he already knew what Christ left him with. He knew that Christ left that power, amen, with him. Thank you, God. So when the person you're looking to doesn't have the love of Jesus, what then? You're asking people for this and you're asking people for that. Thank you, God. But is what they have what you need? Jesus. Sometimes we are asking people for certain things and they don't have his power. Matter of fact, they don't have any power. Folks like to say this little saying, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. Well, if you find yourself with no prayer, they tell me you have no power. Thank you, God. But Peter said to this man, such as I have, I'm going to give you. So such as they have, when you're asking for things, sometimes, such as they have is all you're going to get. Such as they have is all they're able to give. Such as they have sometimes, you might get if they're willing to what? Give it up. Some of us sometimes have some things that we want to hold on to. God may have blessed us with gifts that need to be shared, but we want to hold on to it. Amen. And we're not talking about material things because Peter said, I don't have any silver and gold. We're even talking about your gift of prayer, amen? My God. Your gift of love, amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. That's because Peter trusted the power in him. Faith without works is what? Dead. Had Peter not believed in the power that was left in him, left with him, Peter could have very well made the ministry look real bad. Don't you step out there and you know you don't have no power. Peter could have said, rise up and walk. Peter could have took that man by his hand and lifted him up, and that man could have fell and broke his back. Have we even thought about that? If you don't have any power, don't you try to do the job. If you don't have the power of God, don't you tread in dangerous waters. You got to make sure you know what you walking into, amen? Such as I have, he said, I give you. He says, if I don't have any power, I can't give you any power. If you don't have any hope, you're not going to have. They can't give you no hope. If you don't have hope, you can't give me hope. Amen. We dependent on folks to encourage us who don't even have a bone of encouragement in their spirit. If they don't have any joy, folks sad and sad sack and always got issues, and those are the first people we turn to. If they don't have any joy, they can't give you no what? Joy. My God. We looking for people. And others to give us peace. They don't have any peace. They can't sleep at night. They struggling with who they are. They're not believing God for all that God can do in their life. How in the world they going to believe God for what he's going to do in your life? Come on, God. All that I have, I give thee. But what I have, thank you, God, I have to be in tune to what is it you really got. Before I ask you for something, I need to know what you have. If you don't have, thank you, God, the Holy Spirit, I can't ask you to pray for me in the Holy Spirit. If you don't know the power of prayer, I shouldn't ask you to pray for me, thank you, God. If you, oh God, don't even have loving kindness, how can I ask you how to be loving and kind? What I have, I give you. So if I'm giving you nasty, guess what? That's what I have. I have nasty. Or we don't want to be real this morning. If I'm giving you much attitude, that's because, guess what? That's what I have, much attitude. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. What I have, I give you. Took him by that right hand and lifted him up. He didn't drag him. It didn't take all day. It didn't take an hour. Because it says, when he took him by the hand, that thing said he immediately got up. Let me tell you something. Oh, God, thank you. Folks, oh, my God, let me tell you something. When you're waiting for people to do a thing and it's taking too long, hey, you might need to change your route. You might need to find somebody else. Come on, God. If it's taking too long for them to respond the way they need to respond, you might need to wonder. Come on, God. Because this thing says he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. What? And immediately. It says he lifted him up. Amen. He had to give him a hand. Oh, God. This man didn't even know how to get up. He'd never gotten up a day of his life by himself. So he didn't know how to get up. Oh, God. But it says that he took him by the hand and lifted him up. Now, remember, Peter wasn't by himself. There was somebody right there with him the whole time. John was right there. So when it says Peter lifted him up, I can imagine, just imagine, that John took him on one side and Peter took him on the other. And it says he lifted him up. Well, they put him in that standing position, but it says immediately, watch this, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Understand the oh my God, the way that thing happened. It didn't say his feet and ankles were strengthened. Where, oh my God, when Peter said, rise up, oh my God, the strength came after they got him up. Sometimes you got to get me in a standing position so that my strength can come, God. If you leave me dormant, if you leave me laying out there, if you leave me all to myself, sometimes you got to hold on to me. Yes, yes. Help me get in the right position so I can move, oh God. Jesus. He said, take your time. Ooh, God. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. My Lord. Took him by the right hand. I'm stuck right there for a minute. Lifted him up. After he was up. He wasn't contemplating how I'm going to get up from here. Said after he was up. After they lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Faith without works is dead. Sometimes things don't happen in our life because we don't move on that thing, amen? We don't get into the position for it to actually take what? Place. We over here thinking about this going to happen. Oh, it's coming. It's my time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, this business going to work. Oh, yeah, come on, God, help me, Jesus. What other things y'all be thinking? Y'all be thinking about some things now. What other things we just pondering over? Oh, yes, my child gonna get that scholarship. Yes, God, it's gonna happen, and I'm over here watching, and I'm waiting. But if I don't put them in position to receive that thing, then that thing is not going to be active. Amen. They want us, you want them to get that scholarship. My boy's going to get that football scholarship. My girl's going to Harvard. Oh, my God. Jesus. But if I never pick them up, if I never do anything that puts them in position, they got to study and get in position. They got to be prepared. See, this man wasn't prepared for what he was getting. Jesus, look at you, God. He wasn't prepared for what he got. He was prepared for his norm. His norm with his crippled self, lame means crippled, y'all, means there was no strength in his legs. They didn't have wheelchairs back then, y'all. So somebody had to go and get this man and pick him up every day, bring him from wherever he was. So now if they had to bring him, come on, take your mind back there. If they had to bring him, come on, Jesus, oh, God, to the gate every day, that means what? Oh, come on, y'all. Somebody had to take him back every day as well. Because if they had to go get him every day and bring him, somebody had to take him and whatever his alms were, his donations, his collections, they had to take him and his stuff right on back to where he was. Perhaps they took him back to his home. Come on, God. But from where he came every day, he had to return. He returned every day. They didn't say how old this man was. They don't. But even if he was 18 years old, for 18 years, he didn't walk. Oh, come on, God. If he was 58 years old, for 58 years, he didn't walk. He depended on somebody else. Come on. So when God puts you in position, you see, sometimes he can't even tell us what he's bringing. Amen. But that man had faith every day that if somebody gets me there, I'm going to be able to get something. If I can get to the gate, come on, somebody's going to give me what? Something. I'm going to beg enough people to give me some alms, to give me a donation, put something in my basket, put something in my closet. Most of the time, back then, they probably had their clothes, thank you, God, holding it out to get it. But every day, somebody took him there, placed him at that place, and he was able to beg for his livelihood. He wasn't expecting what he was going to get for Peter and John. So let me tell you, be careful. Angels unaware. Come on, be careful of how you treat the people that you meet. He wasn't expecting for them to give him, oh my God, strength in his feet and the power to walk. Are you thinking about what happened to this brother after that? They said he went into the temple. Come on, God. Leaping, oh, God. Oh, my God. But can you imagine even after that? Oh, my God. See, the next day, nobody had to bring him and put him there. Amen? Now you at a different level, brother. You can go and get you some work. Come on, God. See, when God moves us out of that situation where we're dormant to the situation now where things are different, things are better, we got to utilize that thing. Don't stay stuck in that crippled mode. Sometimes we stay stuck in that crippled mode. We don't move. And sometimes we don't want to move. We want to be the same way as we were before he saved us. We want to be that way after he saves us. Amen. Such as I have, that's what I give you. So that man gained a lot that day. Come on. Come on, Jesus. Have you thought? Every day, somebody laid him outside the temple. But on this day, come on, Jesus, he was able to go in the temple. God. He was able to go in for prayer. Come on, Jesus. Every day, he watched people going in. See, we're looking at the fact that he saw the people going in, and all he was doing was begging. But remember, even when they put something in his basket or his pouch or whatever, after they walked away from him, he's still watching those people going in. Come on, God. Do you think he had a desire to get in there for himself? Do you want to get into the temple? Come on, Jesus, that's another word, God. But what I have, Peter told him, I give you. He gave him God, the power of God upon his life. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Oh, Jesus, come on. He didn't just get up with what God gave him and kept moving like God didn't give it to him. They say it's when he stood, hey, Jesus, and he leaping up, he stood, and he walked, and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and what? Praising God. Come on. Walking and leaping and what? Praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. He didn't sit down on what God gave him. He, oh God, imagined. Thank you, Jesus. When God blesses us, brings us to a different place, we ought to be what? Walking and leaping and what? Praising God. When God brings us out of these sick situations, we ought to be what? Walking and leaping and praising God. Now, what you need to see here is that Peter gave this man something. Now this man was able to go and give something to somebody else. Come on, Jesus. Can we imagine this brother, thank you, God, that all the people that had given to him day after day, year after year of his life, as he laid there, did he go back and give something back? God, Jesus. People give and give and give and give into our lives, and when it's time, we don't want to give back. My Lord. Jesus, what I have. What I have, I give you. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. And they knew, my God, that it was he which sat. They recognized him for alms. They knew that it was him that begged at the gate. Come on. And they were filled with wonder and filled with amazement at that which had happened to him. So they were filled with wonder and amazement. They understood even more that day. He wasn't the only one that experienced the power of God. Every person that laid eyes on him experienced the miracles, signs, and wonders of God. Such that I have, I give thee, such that he has, he's given to each of us. Amen. God doesn't favor us over each other. I want y'all to know that. Doesn't matter how long I've been praising. Doesn't matter how hard I praise. He doesn't favor me over anybody. Amen. But what he does do, he pours out blessings sometimes that some of us are just not ready for. So if I've gotten ready, or you've gotten ready, and he's pouring those blessings on you, I better try to, hey. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate. They saw him walking and praising God. They saw him walking and praising God. I don't know if this man was 18 or if he was 58. He might have been wondering, my Lord Jesus, when? Or he might have just been satisfied with the status quo. He was satisfied the way he was because he didn't know anything else. But guess what? Just because you don't know anything else don't mean you can't go after anymore. Don't stay stuck in the status quo. Don't stay stuck where you are. Don't be crippled and lame in every situation. Amen? Come on up. Thank you, God. And if you need somebody to lift you up, his name is Jesus. Come on, stand to your feet. If you need somebody to cause you to be able to walk amen, to strengthen your feet and your ankle bones. If you need somebody, thank you, God, to change the way you think, to change the way, oh God, you talk, to change the way you walk. If you need somebody to change your life, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And through Peter, he says, such as I have, I give thee. I give thee life everlasting. Amen. I give you life.